Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. You can check everything out, by the way, joeandalexshow.com. And you can follow us, podcasts, all that good stuff. All you got to do is search for the Joe and Alex Show. And we are there. Subscribe, leave a little 5-star review, nice little comment. We appreciate that. Over 3 million streams, like 3.3, which is all thanks to you. Thanks for sharing the show. We really genuinely appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to us live or the podcast and sharing it with your friends, your family, even your enemies. Maybe you don't like the show. Share it with somebody else then. Like, oh gosh, this is a terrible show. That's cool with me.
Yeah, we'll tell them that you hate them for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Whatever it takes, we appreciate it. Now, back in the day, not trying to brag or anything here, but I used to do karate.
You did?
I did taekwondo. I eventually had to pick between taekwondo, continuing it, or playing baseball, and baseball is my number one love, so I ended up bowing out with a brown belt. I had 4 stripes. Not to brag.
Is that really good? I don't honestly know the levels.
I mean, no, you start out with a white, then I forget all the colors, so if you want to call in and correct me.
Yellow, purple.
833-JOE-ALEX, but I think there was yellow, purple, green. I don't remember the order. I was up to brown. And I really wanted a black belt. That would have been dope.
Is brown before black?
Black's the highest. Black
I know.
Belt.
Is brown the level under that or no?
No, I think it's a little bit farther to go.
Okay.
I don't remember all. That's why if you do know, 833-JOE-ALEX.
I think it's brown, and then it's purple, and then it's like red with black.
Like you're almost a black belt, but you're not there yet.
Yeah.
Did you do karate lessons?
No. someone had like a kid on a podcast and they were asking about him.
Oh.
I did.
Wait, you did karate?
Yeah, I told you guys about it before.
Oh, I don't remember.
I was actually
that.
A brown belt. I did Shaolin Kempo karate, and that was actually one away from black.
Okay, so tell us the level.
There was no way I was one level away from black. It must have been different then.
Like I said, everyone is different. But like mine was like white, yellow, orange, blue, purple, green, brown, black.
Wow, and then brown's really advanced, so you can kick some butt, pork chop.
Well, I was green with the stripe, and then like on my last day, I took my test. I don't think I passed, but my instructor knew it was my last day, so I think he just gave me the brown
Here's
belt.
Not what
I
just Googled taekwondo belt level, so take it for what it is. No belt, of course, you start out with no belt. You got to pass your first test. Then it goes white, yellow, orange, green, purple, blue, brown. That sounds right to me.
Wait a minute, Joe, you also were super far up there. So if something happened to us.
I can't believe. I didn't know as a kid. I thought I had a lot longer to go.
Well, so you and Porkchop, we need you guys to defend us if anything tries to happen.
Something doesn't sound right here. How many years did you do it for, Joe?
I think a year or two.
Dude, there is no way. It took me 8 years to get to
Maybe you were
belt.
Really bad at karate and nobody had the heart to tell you.
I mean, maybe years. The
eight
average
years?
Person, it should take maybe like, maybe 5?
833 Joe Alex. If somebody knows about taekwondo, I would like it. That's not why we started this conversation, but I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think you're wrong.
No, there's no way you made it all the way to brown in 1 year. I'm telling you.
No, I said a year or two.
There's no way.
It's more likely you didn't get there.
I had the brown belt with 4 white stripes, okay? I don't know what the stripes mean. I was a little kid, but I know I had
that. That doesn't sound like a solid brown belt. It's probably something else.
Oh, excuse
you. Some kind of, what do you call it when you just give someone something to feel?
A participation
belt? Yeah, it was a participation belt.
Get out of here. I had a whole like rack of belts up there with all those colors mentioned.
I mean,
you go every day? Like 5 days a week?
No, I think I went several times a week.
Well, here's something I genuinely am asking. I'm not trying to be mean. I don't know. Even if you are a little bit of a chunky kid, you can get your kicks up there.
I was I got really fat, like an overweight when I was in 5th and 6th grade. I got like a lot of health issues with my asthma and I took a lot of steroids so I didn't get sick. I was in the hospital.
So this is before that?
So it was before that. This is like 2nd, 3rd, maybe 4th grade. So that could have been 3 years. But yeah, you know what's amazing? Yeah, fat, chunky people are some of them are very flexible.
Ooh.
With their like actual ability to go up high and do things.
That's fascinating.
So I'm really bummed nobody's calling in to actually clarify this because I want like a taekwondo expert to give us an answer. But while we wait for that, and hopefully it will happen, my fingers are crossed, I want to play this this little video. It's kind of encouraging. This one thing I remember, did you do this pork chop where in karate you had to split wood with like your foot or your hand?
I don't think it was wood. I think it was a cinder block.
Whoa, okay, I only did wood.
Dang.
He went to some hardcore street karate.
Yeah.
You breaks into block. Hi-ya! All right, check out this kid right here.
Well, wait, you got to explain. So the kid is crying. He does not want to kick this piece of wood for some reason.
This is pork chop, actually, as a kid.
He's
you
feeling
can hear
discouraged.
That in the audio.
Right. But so to paint the picture, this kid is crying, and the teacher is really trying to encourage him. And what's really crazy is that the kids in the background aren't laughing. They're also trying to encourage this little boy.
Kids in Taekwondo and karate, like, they have a lot of respect. They're good kids. None of that would be accepted. Here it is. Check this out.
Let's go, boy. Don't fall. You gotta stay on your feet. Don't fall.
Phoenix, go straight through.
Hey, hit hard.
Come on, Phoenix.
Hit it with the heel. You gotta listen. Hit it with the heel. Yes, you can do it. Come on. Yes, you can do it. But you gotta do it.
Oh, he's crying so hard. I can't hear any more of this. All right, I'll play a little bit more.
Look at me. You have to hit it hard, though. You cannot hit it light. You have to hit it hard. Go. That's not hard. You touch it.
This is so awkward. He's trying. He's like.
He's barely putting his foot on the board. I mean, he's not.
He's tapping like you dip your toe in water.
Yeah, so the teacher's like, come on, that's not hard.
They are going absolutely insane.
They mob him and all circle around him and are jumping, just like, you know, your team won the Super Bowl, just cheering his name and everything because he finally kicked it.
I say we need to, if we can get a karate studio, Porkchop and I need to go like do taekwondo again.
Spar off or something?
Oh, sparring would be fun.
I didn't do taekwondo. I did Shaolin Kempo.
What is that?
No one knows.
It's a form of karate. It means close. Open fist.
Tadpole ballerina.
Wait, you bitch slap people? Come here.
It's something real hard I could never do for sure.
Leanne, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and your daughter did taekwondo. Is that correct?
Yes, she's done it for 3 years.
How far did she get?
She is a brown belt currently.
Ooh, so maybe I could have been a brown belt.
Yes, you could have been. There are multiple degrees of brown belt and black in taekwondo.
Do you think Porkchop really did karate, well, like what he did, or do you think they just were slapping people?
I'm more likely to believe him than you.
Wait a minute.
Why?
Wait.
Why are you more likely to believe him than me?
Because
I know those belts go fast. I mean, like, they test like twice a year, 2 to 3 times a year, so those belts go fast until you hit brown belt, and then it takes longer.
So yeah. You're telling me that you can be a brown belt in 1 year in taekwondo?
I didn't say 1 year. I said I think like one or two.
I don't know about a year, but it's more like two.
That's literally absurd.
But
why are you hating on my skill?
You have to understand there's different degrees of brown belt. That's
most
like the first degree, that sort of thing.
I do know
that. And then
that.
It takes longer
to get
the additional degrees.
I do know that. I don't know. I couldn't see making someone a brown belt in 2 years.
He's salty.
I feel like he's insulting my integrity here, and that really hurts, Leanne.
We just get you guys some of those foam helmets and foam little gloves, and you guys can just do your taekwondo on each other.
Can your how old's your daughter?
She's 10 right now.
Would she be willing to spar against Porkchop?
She probably would. That's
She'd
the
win.
Part.
All right, we'll pay $50. You have to sign a waiver, but I'll give her $50 if she'll take on Porkchop. Can anybody imagine this right now?
That would be incredible. I wish one of us had kids, and then we'd put them in the ring.
I'd put my kid up against Porkchop. What if Porkchop, though, like, because he's so calm, he's kind of pissed right now, I can tell he's upset, but he's mild-mannered, and he's like, he's very reserved with it.
No,
like,
he's not. No, he's not in any sort of competitive setting.
What if he gets in there, this little tiny Leanne, 10-year-old girl, and just kicks her in the head?
Dude, he will. He will literally do anything. He will do anything in order to win. I am telling you what.
When you spar, you're supposed to hit from the shoulders to the waist.
Okay, he'll kick her in the stomach and knock the wind out of her little 10-year-old girl. I don't want to do karate anymore.
Well, this video is super cute, though. Seriously, you should watch it. It'll make your day.
Yeah, it's really cool. Are we going to share that anywhere? Do we want to tweet it out or something?
Yeah, I'll tweet it @JoanAlexShow.
All right.